The biggest college basketball game of the year in the Capital Region has a new home this year. For the first time in 40 years, the University at Albany-Siena College rivalry game is heading uptown to the UAlbany campus. The women's teams play at 3 p.m., while the men tip off at 7. On the men's side, the site of the game has been a subject of fierce debate between the two programs in recent years, and the debate flared up again this week. Joining us now to preview the matchup is Pete Iorizzo, sports editor of the Albany Times-Union. Hi, Pete.
Hey, Ian. How's it going?
It's good. So the coach of the Siena college basketball team says this will be the one time they play at UAlbany. Is that true?
Maybe, but not because he says so. The reason I think that Siena might come back there is I've been listening to for 15 years. Siena had been saying, you know, there's no way we're ever going to go down and play at CEFCU Arena. The game should be at Times Union Center every year. And lo and behold, here we are a few hours away from a game being played at CEFCU Arena. So I'm not sure I necessarily believe it when Siena says that they're never going to go back there again. When push comes to shove, I think both schools have a lot of incentive to continue playing this game. And it wouldn't surprise me if something gets worked out where there are future games at CEFCU Arena. And maybe it looks a lot like the current agreement, which calls for one game at Times Union Center. That's a Siena home game. One game at CEFCU Arena, that's a UAlbany home game, and then a game back at Times Union Center, that's a neutral site game.
So do you think this was just, the week before ramping up the excitement in terms of the comments we've seen back and forth from the coaches?
I think there was some, I don't think necessarily think either one of them was being disingenuous. I think they were both sincere in expressing their feelings. I think maybe they both would like to take back a few of the things that they said, but I really think, you know, there is a little bit of discomfort there on both sides around this issue. Siena really feels like the game should be at Times Union Center every year. They don't like the idea that a lot of the community in their mind won't get a chance to see this game because they won't be able to get a ticket at CEFCU Arena, although that wasn't necessarily the case this year since there are tickets still available this morning. And on the other hand, UAlbany feels, and understandably so, I've always thought that they shouldn't have to play at Times Union Center forever, that it doesn't make any sense to have an agreement where you're going to play a school every single year in their building.
How much does the location of a game matter in terms of how the game plays out, do you think?
I think it definitely matters some. I think that you have to credit Siena for doing some things to try to make Albany feel a little more at home at Times Union Center. Siena moved some of their season ticket holders around so that UAlbany fans could have better seats to the game. You know, they've taken Siena logos off the court to make it feel a little bit more neutral. You know, there were some financial incentives for UAlbany to play there, but you know, when push comes to shove, it you know, there's no way if you're UAlbany, it's going to feel like anything other than a road game. You're going into another team's home arena to play in the building where, you know, they play 15 times a year. I don't think there's anything Siena can do to get around the fact that when the game is at Times Union Center, it's really going to feel like a home game to them. And I do think that matters some.
Now, when this series was brought back about 15 years ago or so, there was little question that UAlbany was the little brother in town in terms of college basketball success. They had just made the jump to Division I, and Siena had a lot of success at that level over the years. But where do you think the programs are now as we sit ahead of the rivalry game in 2016?
I think UAlbany has certainly made up ground since then. You know, the recognition of that basketball program in the community, I think, is a lot higher than it was 15 years ago or even maybe, you know, 7 to 10 years ago when there were still some people who weren't diehard college basketball fans who didn't even realize that UAlbany was a Division I program. You know, the one thing that UAlbany can't overcome, at least not yet, is just the tradition and history that Siena basketball has at the Division I level. And also playing at the downtown arena, you know, it does sort of symbolically make it feel more like the city's team and the community's team as opposed to UAlbany, who plays on their own campus. And, you know, if you look at the average attendance for both teams, there's no way of getting around the fact that there are more Siena fans in this area than there are UAlbany fans. But I think the gap is a lot less wide than it used to be, for sure.
Now, probably not something you want to think about with a Sunday night game, but a lot of these games in the recent history of the series have gone to overtime. So I'll ask you what you're expecting to see tonight.
It wouldn't shock me if it went to overtime because I think it's going to be a close game. It historically has been, even if you you look back at some of the years where Siena was really good and had some of their best teams, and UAlbany wasn't as good. And you know, historically, it's been a close series, and I think this year the teams are fairly even too. I think Siena is maybe a little bit more experienced, and you know, has just about everybody of significance back from last season. The expectations are high for them. But at the same time, UAlbany's had a week now to prepare for this game, and UAlbany's coach Will Brown has shown himself to be a really outstanding X's and O's coach when he has some time to prepare for a game. I'd be shocked if UAlbany didn't have a great game plan tonight and isn't able to do some things that causes Siena problems. I would expect nothing less than a close game.
That's Pete Iorizzo, the sports editor of the Albany Times-Union, discussing tonight's Albany Cup between the University at Albany and Siena College, the game being played on the UAlbany campus for the first time since the 70s. Pete, enjoy, and thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Ian. Enjoy the game.